B News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tensions remain high in Minneapolis, where an ICE officer fatally shot a woman yesterday. Minnesota's investigation agency says federal authorities are barring it from their investigation of the incident. Ed Donahue has more.
At the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance says the federal government will handle this.
That guy is protected by absolute immunity. He was doing his job. The idea that Tim Walz and a bunch of radicals in Minneapolis are going to go after and make this guy's life miserable because he was doing the job that he was asked to do is preposterous.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It feels very, very difficult that we will get a fair outcome. And I say that only because people in positions of power have already passed judgment from the president to the vice president to Kristi Noem, have stood and told you things that are verifiably false.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose last week, but remain historically low. Mortgage rates crept higher, a 30-year averaging 6.16%. And Lisa Dwyer reports President Trump's directing the federal government to buy $200 billion in mortgage bonds.
A move he says will help reduce mortgage rates at a time when Americans are worried about home prices. Voters have expressed concerns about housing affordability ahead of the midterm elections in November. Home prices have generally risen faster than incomes, making it harder for renters to buy their first home and for existing owners to upgrade. Trump says that the two mortgage companies under government conservatorship, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have $2 billion in cash that can be used to make the purchase. Trump also says he wants to block institutional investors from buying houses to help increase available inventory. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, defense company stocks rallied while the rest of the market drifted. This is AP News. The first college football playoff semifinals getting underway at the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Ole Miss and Miami are playing for a spot in the national championship game. Indiana and Oregon meet in tomorrow night's Peach Bowl in Atlanta. And the NFL now has 8 openings for a head coach. Gethin Coolbaugh has the latest.
The Miami Dolphins have fired coach Mike McDaniel following a 7-10 season in which Miami missed the playoffs for the second straight year. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross said he spoke with McDaniel on Thursday morning to inform him. The decision ends McDaniel's 4-year tenure in Miami, a period defined by soaring expectations that ultimately went unfulfilled. The Dolphins went 35-33 under McDaniel, reaching the playoffs in his first 2 seasons but losing in the first round each time. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.